Welcome to Victory Church's online podcast library. We hope you enjoy this message today.
Thank you, Lord. You know, Pentecost is amazing. And, you know, people being baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know, that's really all revival is. That's all it is. The Holy Spirit's coming down. You're being immersed. Baptism means what? Somebody tell me. Immersion. Hello. What is immersion? It means to get dunked. Totally in. So the baptism in the Spirit is not just a theological expression. It's actually being immersed by Jesus into the Holy Spirit, into this substance. And when that happens, all bets are off. When that happens. So, you know, there's all kinds of people that say they believe in it. Oh, we believe in the baptism in the Spirit, but don't do it here. This is for your prayer closet. I didn't see that in Acts chapter 2. Peter stands up and says, this is for your prayer closets only. Don't ever do this in public. Don't ever let anyone hear you speaking in tongues, Peter. That was the whole point of Pentecost. Everybody heard, and it attracted a crowd. How dumb can you get and still breathe, right? To eliminate that from public worship. Insanity. The church, I'm come to the conclusion, especially after this week. I'm not going to go into a ditch and talk about it. Some of you know what I'm talking about. After this week, I'm convinced that pastors have a spirit of insanity on them. That's what I think. They've lost their minds. So anyway, so yeah, it's, you know, all that stuff, whether it's the sinful stuff and you're falling into a ditch with immorality, or whether it's the foolishness to try to get a crowd, all of that stuff, it's not having enough of God in the world, in your world. It's a replacement. So we're gonna dig around. You know, for all of us, we need a direction with the Holy Ghost anointing on our life. But when this starts to first happen in your life, you know, there's a river and there's a course for this river to go. Amen. So let's just look at this. It says that Acts. We'll just dig around a little bit. And when the day of Pentecost had come, Acts 2, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Everyone say whole house. Everybody in that room was being affected by the atmosphere change. There was an atmosphere change. It wasn't just some of them. All of them were getting in this new atmosphere. It says it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, distributing themselves, and a tongue rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different tongues as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out, or was giving them utterance, supernatural ability. This is a supernatural language with supernatural ability to give utterance to a supernatural language. It's beautiful. It's powerful. And so then you go on, and later in the passage it says, "You'll come about in the last days," God says, "I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams." See, so this, here's the deal. When you start to get filled with God, you become absolutely dangerous. You become dangerous. If you begin to reflect on what the whole deal is about, Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, what? Let him come to me and what? And drink. And then what? Out of their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So the baptism in the Spirit is when he comes upon you and then he begins to flow out of you. He flows out of you in the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. They're for everybody. The gifts of the Spirit are for everybody. The gifts of the Spirit are for you. The gifts of the Spirit are for baby Christians. The gifts of the Spirit are for mature Christians. The gifts of the Spirit are intended by God to be common, prolific, and powerful. Amen. So the gifts of the Spirit flow out of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So it starts off speaking in other tongues. And that begins to open you up. It begins to open you up to this brand new world, the world of God, the world of God's anointing. And in that place, he begins to flow out of you. He's flowing in and he's flowing out of you in specific ways. In the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Peter preached about one of them. He talked about prophecy. Prophecy is like the basic ingredient of the gifts of the Spirit. It's very important. It says like in 1 Corinthians 14, he says, pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts. Wow, say that with me. Earnestly desire spiritual gifts. That means to have a passion and a pursuit. Say, I'm not gonna go on in my life without spiritual gifts being in my life, working in my life. Spiritual gifts. The Lord wants spiritual gifts operating in your life. I'm gonna prophesy over you. Thus saith the Lord. He wants spiritual gifts working in your life. Regularly. Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. So I'm under the impression prophecy, the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the gift of praying in tongues, it's for everybody. I'm also of the belief that prophecy is potentially available for everybody. I believe you can prophesy. Now, what is the ingredients of prophecy? It's the anointing and the word. The anointing and the word. You start to get under the anointing and you're full of the word. The word comes out. There's going to be power on it. That's prophecy. It's the prophetic word of God. And it impacts everywhere it goes. It's the testimony of Jesus. For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. For no one understands. But in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. The one who prophesies edifies the church. Now I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but rather that you would all prophesy. And greater is the one who prophesies than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets so that the church may receive edification. So this is, you know, this the word of God. The anointing and the word of God are the fabric of the Holy of the gifts of the Spirit. Now we're gonna read another little passage here. I love this. The Lord's about to turn some of you loose in a big way. Some of you at school, some of you at work, some in your neighborhood, some in ministries, children or youth ministries. He's just going to unloose you. Now, listen to this. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware. The King James is more direct. It says, I don't want you to be ignorant. The Lord doesn't want me to be ignorant. Say that. He says, you know that when you were pagans, you used to be a pagan. I used to be a pagan. You know that when you were pagans, Paul said, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says that Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So let's give it a try. Say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Come on. Jesus is Lord. Amen. I like that. Say it again.
Jesus is Lord.
How about a little louder? Come on.
Jesus is Lord.
That's right. So that only happens by the Holy Spirit. Now he goes on, he says there's a variety of gifts, the same Spirit, varieties of ministries, the same Lord. This is 1 Corinthians 12. Varieties of effects for the same God who works all things in all persons. But here you go. To each one of us, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now that's right there. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 7. That's in the Bible. To every one of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. What's that saying? He's saying that the Lord wants to distribute gifts of the Spirit, one or more gifts of the Spirit, regularly and consistently in your life for his glory and for the edification of the body of Christ. In your life. Somebody say, in my life. So he wants the gifts of the Spirit, and so he distributes. So when the Spirit is being poured out, like it's happening tonight, one of the things that's happening, he's pouring out gifts. He's distributing gifts when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You know, as we pray for people tonight, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he's distributing gifts. And he's distributing gifts. And one of the ways that you know what the giftings might be in your life is through your desire. You begin to have a passion, for example, for the sick, or a passion for people that are discouraged, or whatever it may be, or a passion for people that are bound and oppressed by darkness, by demonic activity. And that particular gift will be placed on you. The Lord puts that burden in your heart, that compassion for hurting people, and he anoints you to go out and deal with it supernaturally. Amen. He's distributing gifts. So, yeah, so then he starts to list them. He says, each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Then he lists the gifts. He says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith, the gift of faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, the effecting of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the distinguishing of spirits, to another, or discerning of spirits, or distinguishing of spirits, to another, the various kinds of tongues, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, listen, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. Wow, so he's distributing the gifts of the Spirit in our life. Now, so here we go. Let's just begin to reflect with me right now. What, maybe you're starting to see some of the tendencies of these gifts beginning to rise to the surface in your life. So let me read these gifts again. This time we'll categorize them in different ways. There's three different types of gifts. There's vocal gifts. They're speaking gifts, tongues. Everyone say tongues. Interpretation of tongues. And prophecy. Okay, those are spiritual gifts that come from the Lord. They're vocal gifts. They're things that are said, that are spoken out of your mouth. And the Lord wants to begin to develop those gifts in your life. And I'm going to share with you in just a minute how you can put yourself in a position for those gifts to begin to operate regularly and consistently in your life. How many want that to happen? So I'm going to share with you how practically you can put yourself in a position for the gifts of the Spirit to begin to operate. Then the second category of gifts, revelation gifts. Gifts that reveal stuff, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and this discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is the supernatural ability to discern evil and good spirits, to see or perceive as real evil spirits and angelic spirits or demonic spirits or the Holy Spirit. You know, some people are clueless. Their spiritual lights are just not on yet. Somebody's home, but the lights are off, and it's just nothing's going on. The glory can fall and knocking people on the floor, and they can be sitting there scratching their heads. I don't feel anything. Do you feel anything? Well, that's because their discerner isn't operating. They're not perceiving the things of God. When your discerner is beginning to operate, you begin to discern the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, in a similar manner, this gift can become strong in different people where you can begin to perceive and recognize demonic spirits. It's a powerful gift to get people free, to get people set free. That gift might operate in your life. When it happens, you can begin to recognize that and begin to lay your hands on people and bring freedom into their life. Discerning of spirits is a powerful gift. The word of knowledge, it's a very powerful gift. It's specific information about someone that you have no way of knowing or a situation. Particular inside information given to you by God for the not for the purpose of giving you a great ministry, but for the purpose of helping somebody. You're getting ready to pray for someone, and the Lord might say to you, this person's marriage is just totally fouled up. Pray for them. That's a word of knowledge. You just feel that impression. You know it's true in your heart. And you say, let me pray for you. And then you might feel that, Lord, let me pray for your marriage. I believe God's going to do something. Or it might be whatever it is. You'll sense it. You'll know it's true. And it's operating by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody listening to me out there. Then the word of wisdom. To me, this is I love this, the word of wisdom. To me, it's the greatest. If I had to pick the greatest of all the gifts, I would say the word of wisdom. And it's actually, this gift operates lots of times in major ministries. For example, I remember when Reinhard Bonnke just started. He was just starting. He was having his meetings in South Africa before he even got his first tent. We saw him preach, I think it was in Tulsa in around 1982 or 1983. And when he was just getting started really good, and he had this thing in his heart. He saw it. He knew a great move of the Holy Spirit was coming to Africa. He began to see it before there were huge meetings taking place. It was a word of wisdom. God began to speak with him about the plans of God for a continent. This is how ministries are birthed. God will give you his supernatural plans for a region, for a city, or a ministry. It's super, things you have no way of knowing, but God gives it to you by the Holy Ghost. Word of wisdom. Somebody say word of wisdom. And then there's these other category of gifts, the power gifts. The power gifts, the working of miracles. You see that constantly operate in the ministry of Jesus. The working of miracles. The gifts of healings. You know, the gifts of healings, we can all pray for the sick and the Lord can answer our prayers, but for whatever reason, the Lord will put a strong gift of healing in different individuals' lives. And you just commonly pray for people and people start getting healed. Somebody say amen. And then there's the gift of faith. I love that. The gift of faith is when things that were impossible, things that could never happen in a million years, suddenly you know in your heart that it's going to happen. The struggle's gone. The worry's gone. The anxiety's gone. It's done. Somebody say it's done. It's done. You know it in your heart. It's done. It's a gift that drops on you and you say, well, there it is. I've got it. It's done now. I know it. I know it. I know it in my heart of hearts. So now, before we pray tonight, I'm going to give you just a couple of thoughts about how you can put yourself in a position. I guess you could call it making a demand on the anointing. There's an anointing on your life, right? There's an anointing on your life. So how can I put myself in a position for this anointing to go not only on me and bless me, but to go out of me and do what God intends for it to do, to glorify him and to advance his kingdom. I have to put myself in a position to make a demand on the anointing. That is always uncomfortable. It's always uncomfortable. It's much easier to stay in the boat, not to get out and walk on the water, and just sit there and let nothing happen like everybody else. Or you have to be, by the urging of the Spirit, you take a step, you put yourself in a position, you have to put yourself in an uncomfortable position where you're afraid you're going to get embarrassed, and make a demand on the anointing, and he's going to show up. Let me give you a couple of thoughts about that. Just simple, praying for the sick. If you have this thing in your heart, you really, 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 you know, the Lord will put it on people's heart, a burden for people that are sick, maybe even for something like, maybe you just really are moved inside. When you hear about somebody with cancer, it just moves on the inside of you. Or you hear about somebody with heart trouble. Or you hear about somebody they're barren and they can't have children. Whatever it might be, there's something that just stirs on the inside of you. You know, there's sometimes God will put particular gifts on people, the gifts of healings. You know, it's common for the Lord to put an anointing on someone where for whatever reason, every time they pray for someone that cannot have children, something's wrong with the husband or the wife, but somehow God's given that particular person a gift of healing for that particular ailment. And when they pray for them, they get healed. It's the same with heart conditions for cancer. And so if you start having a compassion in your heart for a particular type of individual in a particular type of situation, just take it that that's the Lord's. That's the Lord. Then go and put yourself in a position to pray for people with that condition. Go visit people in the hospital. Go visit, you hear about somebody that's got that particular condition and ask them if you can pray for them. And I believe that the Lord will begin to show up and begin to operate the gift of healing in and through your life for his glory and for the advancing of the kingdom of God. Now let me give you another, this might not sound very spiritual, but I'm telling you, this is a great way for you to put yourself in a position for the gifts of the Holy Spirit begin to operate in your life. Open up a small group. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you might think you're not ready yet. Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are. All you got to do is find several people more messed up than you, and you've got a group. How many people know there's some people out there more messed up than you are? You might think you haven't got it together. You're further down the road than somebody else. Find people like that, get them in your little group, and begin to pray for them, read scriptures that are important to you, or one of the pastors will give you a Bible study or something to work with, a Bible lesson, and you know what's going to happen? The Lord's going to show up. You're putting yourself in a position for the gift on you to go out and minister to hurting people. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you a philosophy. I'm telling you something I've had to try over and over and over again throughout my life. You gotta put yourself in an uncomfortable position, led by the Spirit, pulled by your compassion, and the Lord's going to show up. Give you another this one. If you want to see the gifts of the Holy Spirit, get yourself involved in regular, consistent evangelism. Commit to it. Commit to it every week. Commit to it, whether it's in the downtown, in the French Quarter, in the college campuses, door to door, knocking on doors, visiting people at the retirement homes, whatever it is, reaching out to people. That's compassion. That's the love of God going out. Put yourself in a position. Put yourself in an uncomfortable position. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So the baptism in the Holy Ghost, so awesome. I mean, it's about enjoying God. It's about being filled with God. It's about overflowing with God, being satisfied with God. And it comes to the point where there's so much of his goodness on you and in you, you can't help yourself. You have to give it away. And you give it away. Giving it away is the gifts of the Spirit flowing out of you. It's flowing out of you. It's the next step. You get filled and you pour out. You get filled and you pour out. You get filled and you pour out. That's the way we operate. This is what I'm talking about tonight is we're in our freshman year. And this is Christianity 101. This is where you start. 101. This is where it starts. This is not for the super spiritual, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers. This is for 101. Just getting started. This is what we do. Come on, let's stand. Let's have a drink. So let's stand together and have a drink. Come on.
Visit our website at www.victorychurchnola.com for service times and more information.